You're listening to the Barnes Ag Market Recap with Tucker Ulmer. Keep in mind, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and Chicago Board of Trade were both closed on Monday, February 18th, in observance of President's Day.
This is Tucker Ulmer, and first here's a look back at the Chicago Board of Trade and the Grain Complex from Friday. It's courtesy of Brugler Marketing and Management, LLC, at BruglerMarketing.com. Corn futures ended the Friday session with most contracts fractionally mixed. A private export sale of 205,744 metric ton of corn was reported by the USDA Friday morning for 2018-19 delivery to unknown destinations. Safra and Mercado trimmed their Brazil production estimate slightly to 93.305 million metric ton on Friday, compared to the 94.5 million metric ton from the USDA. Another South Korean importer purchased 69,000 metric ton of optional origin corn on Friday, following other several tenders last week. Meanwhile, soybean futures managed to extract 3 to 4 cent gains in most contracts on Friday on positive NOPA data. Meal futures were up a dollar to the ton in the nearby contract, with soy oil 6 points higher. Friday morning's NOPA report indicated a record January crush by its members at 171.63 million bushels. That was slightly lower than December, but 5.22% larger than a year ago. Soy oil stocks were up month-to-month, but down 10.3% from last year at 1.549 billion pounds. Brazil's Safra soybean production estimate was trimmed by 0.3 million metric ton to 115.4 million metric ton on Friday. That is not as low as some firms have gone, as they have cited a slight improvement to the weather. Elsewhere in the grains, wheat futures posted 1 to 5 cent losses in most winter wheat contracts, with Minneapolis steady to 2 cents lower. Nearby Kansas City hit contract lows on Friday and was down 3.59% on the week, with March Chicago hitting a one-year low and losing 2.51% for that week. Minneapolis was actually the leader to the upside, posting a weekly gain of 0.79%. Due to President's Day on Monday, the markets will be closed, with the open at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time Monday evening. Paris milling futures took another hit on Friday, down 1.77% on the day, as they lost 3.82% on the week despite booking exports to Algeria and Tunisia. Japan purchased 113,138 metric ton of U.S., Canadian, and Australian wheat in their weekly MOA tender. Now a recap of Friday's Denver cash grain bids before the break. U.S. hard red winter wheat was 5 cents lower in the range of 467 to 482. U.S. yellow corn was steady at $3.95. The Denver cash grain bids report will be unavailable for the week of February 18th through the 22nd due to mandatory employee training. Regular scheduled releases will resume the following week on Monday, February 25th.
Plan to attend the Farming Evolution 2019. Events will be February 20th and 21st at the Phillips County Event Center in Holyoke, Colorado. You won't believe who's going to be there. Somebody from Australia and tons of other great speakers. Registration prior to February 8th is $30 for one day, $40 for 2 days, and includes lunch at $10 fee after February 8th. For complete agenda, lodging, and registration information, farmingevolution2019.eventbrite.com or call 970-854-2812, extension 3.
Congratulations to Urus Cattle Company, Colorado Cattlemen's Association Seed Stock Producer of the Year 2018, and welcoming you to their 20th annual bull and female sale, Saturday, February 23rd, 1 o'clock in Fort Morgan, Colorado, offering two-year-olds, yearlings, Sim Angus and Angus bulls, as well as a select group of females. Contact Dwayne Urus at 768-4011 or their website at uruscattlecompany.com, maternal source for your Angus performance cattle.
Is it time to upgrade your equipment line? Premier Farm Credit has low rates and financing options tailored to fit your situation. We are member-owned and dedicated to serving agriculture and rural communities. And don't forget about our cash patronage dividend, which has returned millions back to our members. Give us a call today and let us go to work for you. Premier Farm Credit, the gold standard.
Coming up this week at Livestock Exchange, LLC in Brush, Colorado, this Thursday, February 21st, it's Weigh Cows and Bulls at 9 a.m., followed by Breads and Pairs at 1, and then on Friday, February 22nd, it's a Stocker Feeder Calf Special at 10 a.m. For more information, please call 970-842-5115 or check out the full sales schedule online at livestockexchange.org. And that's also where you'll find information about the Livestock Exchange Scholarship Program for 2019-20. The application deadline is April 20th.
Moving on to the livestock side of the ag markets here inside the barn, first off a recap of Friday's Class 3 milk futures. February was down a penny at $13.97, March was down 3 cents at $14.53, and May was down 2 cents at $14.80. Moving on to Friday's livestock complex recap of the CME, courtesy once again by Brugler Marketing and Management, LLC, at BruglerMarketing.com. Live cattle futures saw losses of 20 to 27.5 cents in most contracts on Friday, with February up 50 cents. Feeder cattle futures were down 55 cents to $1.47.5. The CME feeder cattle index was down 19 cents on February 14th at 141.31. Wholesale box beef prices were higher on Friday afternoon, with the choice select spread at $5.86. Choice boxes were up 78 cents at $216.85, with select 58 cents higher at $210.99. USDA estimated federally inspected cattle slaughter is at 596,000 head through Saturday. That is down 24,000 head from last week and 6,000 smaller than the same week last year. Cash trade developed late on Friday, with most lots exchanging hands around $125 and $199 to $200 dressed. And finally, lean hog futures posted 10 to 82.5 cent gains in most contracts on Friday, with August down a dime. The CME lean hog index was down 31 cents from the previous day at 55.24 on February 13th. The USDA pork carcass cutout value was up 27 cents from the Friday afternoon report at an average weighted price of $63.03. The national base cash hog carcass value was down 21 cents in the afternoon report with a weighted average of $48.51. USDA estimated federally inspected hog slaughter week to date is at 2.514 million head through Saturday. That is down 2,000 head from the previous week, but 129,000 above the same week last year. Once again, Friday's Ag Market Recap commentary provided courtesy of Brugler Marketing and Management, LLC, at BruglerMarketing.com.
Don't forget, there's more ag news and more on the ag markets online at barnmedia.net.